you got cooking? How about cooking something up with me?
Let's stir it up, boys.
Welcome to the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, a weekly excursion into the fine art of preparing the world's most popular recipes under an open sky and an open flame. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Now, here's the old grill sergeant, Randy Hayes.
He's back, Mr. Fix-It. Well, Mr. Fix-It Junior, I guess. Well, if you didn't hear last week's show, you have no idea what I'm talking about, do you? And that gives me the perfect opportunity to plug our podcast. That's right. The Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show is always available on our website, which is pretty simple, theoutdoorcookingshow.com. See, we always post the show in its entirety on the Monday following the Saturday when the show is actually on the radio. So you can go back and listen to any of the or all of the episodes anytime you like on any device you like. So please check it out. In any case, last week's episode of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show featured the topic, spring cleaning your outdoor cooker. And you'll remember I started out by telling you how I cleaned up my gas grill and several other adventures in the life of Mr. Fix-It Junior, of course. You'll understand better if you just go back and listen to the podcast, believe me. And I included stories of fixing the ice maker and the refrigerator here at Edgewater Studios and the air vent in the bathroom here at Edgewater Studios. But, of course, the centerpiece of it all was the 3.5 hours I spent in the backyard trying to reverse all the neglect that I've shown my gas grill in the years since my wife Cindy gave it to me. It was for Father's Day or my birthday or Christmas. Frankly, it's been so long, I can't remember what day it was. But even that highlights the sadness of the whole story because it was the first time I've cleaned it out since you gave it to me. And you got to admit, that's pretty sad, especially when you consider I'm the host of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Then I told you how I acted like a bull in a china shop, as my mother used to say to me so often when I was a child. I dove right into the job, didn't put on any gloves, wound up getting a cut on the first finger of my left hand. It got infected. I had to go to the doctor, got a shot of really painful antibiotics in the butt, and 20 horse pills of more antibiotics. And then the doctor told me, if this doesn't work, we're talking about a surgeon here. Oh, yeah, don't worry. Finger's fine, but it's all in a day's work for Mr. Fix-It Junior, of course. Wow, I guess I've told you so much you don't need to go back and listen to the podcast now, do you? However, if you do, notice how Fred told me to wear gloves. Fred is my old buddy Fred Olson, my old buddy from our days as Hudson and Harrigan. And yes, we'll visit with him again today in the last segment, as always. But all this rehashing of history is actually leading us up to a story I want to tell you today, and I think you'll really enjoy it. I set all this up last week by explaining that my father really was Mr. Fix-It, and you'll remember I said I never inherited that trait from him. So that's why I was so proud of myself for fixing the refrigerator and the air vent and cleaning up and fixing up my gas grill. Even if I did almost lose my finger in the process. So I guess I should just break down and tell you the story for this week's installment of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. And I meant it, by the way, when I said, he's back. Yep, it's another exciting episode in the never-ending saga of Mr. Fix-It Junior. I've told you many times that I do the fair share of the grocery shopping in our house. Yes, my wife has me properly trained. As a matter of fact, I'm pretty sure that's the only reason she's still married to me after all these years. It would just take too long to train another husband, you know what I mean? At any rate, the grocery store is where the story begins. My wife had given me a list for the store. It's on this cool little app on my phone called AnyList. Have you heard of this? It's really handy. Boy, there's an old school word. You don't hear that much anymore, do you? Handy. Wow, handy. But I digress. No, really, I'm fixing to get to the story here. See what I did there? Fixing, Mr. Fixing. Okay. Now I'm even starting to embarrass myself a little bit. So I was walking out of the grocery store with a couple of bags in my hands. And as I'm approaching my truck, this teenage boy walks out from between two cars. And he looks at me with absolute desperation in his eyes. And he says, "Excuse me, sir, do you know how to jump a car?" I must admit, I kind of hesitated a second before I said, "Well, sure. Just let me put these bags in my truck. I'll be right back." It turned out there were two teenage boys standing in front of their cars, hoods up, pair of jumper cables stretched between them, hooked up incorrectly, by the way. And the first kid said,
"How do you do this?"
I said, "Well, let's start by identifying which car won't start." And he muttered,
"Oh, yeah, this one."
And he pointed to the car on the right. And I asked the other kid to make sure that the other car was turned off. And he said,
"Doesn't it have to be running to jump the battery?"
And I said, "Well, yes, but if we hook up the jumper cables while the car is running, we'll get sparks." With a perfectly straight face, he asked me,
"How do you know which cable goes on which part of the battery?"
I just took the cables from him and showed him while I explained that the red cable should go on the positive terminal, you know, the one with the plus sign, and the black cable goes on the negative, you know, the one with the minus sign. And almost in unison, these guys say, "Oh." Then, of course, I hooked up the other two cables to the other car's battery, and I told the second kid to start up the car that would start. Then I turned to the kid with the dead battery, and I said, "Try to start your car." Of course, it fired right up, and they both looked at me like I was, well, Mr. Fix-It, Junior. And I told them, drive around for 10 or 15 minutes, recharge the battery, and go get a new one, because the one they had looked older than, well, me. I don't know if they laughed because they thought that was really funny or because they were just relieved that I got the car started for them. But they thanked me profusely. And as I was walking back to my truck, I just kind of looked up in the sky and muttered, "Yeah, how about that, Pop?" You really need to go back and listen to the podcast of last week's show to fully understand. So he's back, Mr. Fix-It, Junior. But you know, Mr. Fix-It isn't the only thing that's back. Speaking of dead, crawdaddies are back too. Yep, weather's getting warmer. Crawfish are prime for the picking. Now, my wife is from Louisiana, and I lived there for several years too. I mean, after all, that's how I met her. And if you try to call them crayfish, she'll be the first one to scream, "Wrong!" But technically, that's the correct spelling and pronunciation, crayfish. However, I really enjoy sleeping in my own bed at night, so in deference to my wife, we'll just call them crawfish. You know, like God intended us to do in the first place. Yeah, well, like I said, I'm well-trained. Crawfish are actually crustaceans, and taxonomically speaking, they're members of a superfamily called Oh, heck, who am I fooling? I don't know how to say that. I'm not even going to try. And no, by the way, they're not miniature lobsters, even though they look like it. But they are related, loosely. Kind of like I'm loosely related to Buffalo Bill Cody. Sorry, family legend. I can tell you this. There are three families of crawfish, two in the northern hemisphere, one in the southern. The northern versions are located in this part of the country, the southeastern U.S., and the Pacific Northwest. But the southern species are in Australia. They are freshwater crustaceans, and most of them like to live in swamps and ditches. They hibernate in the cold weather, but as soon as the temperature starts to warm up, like right now, they come out of their beds and they start mating, and they multiply faster than a pocket calculator. And it's a good thing, too, because between Cajuns and Texans, we eat a lot of crawfish. And that's what we're going to be talking about today on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Mud bugs. And believe it or not, there is actual method to my mud bug madness. The second annual Boyd's Best Crawfest is this weekend. Starts in a couple of hours, Bay Street Park, right next door to Boyd's One Stop at the base of the Texas City Dike. So we're going to visit with a couple of the nice folks from Boyd's. They're going to fill us in on all the fun, part of which is live music. And that That includes one of the artists we've recorded here at Edgewater Studios, the Drugstore Gypsies. So we're going to talk with Duke Ryan, their lead singer, in the second segment. And meantime, who knows what I'll repair next? He's back, Mr. Fix-It, Junior. I'm getting downright handy. Hey, Handy Randy. Okay, now I really am starting to embarrass myself a little bit.
If your barbecue's gone up in smoke and your cooking reputation is at stake, stick around. The Old Grill Sergeant will be right back with more ideas and advice to make your next cookout sizzle.
Randy Hames here with hot news from Boyd's One Stop at the base of the Texas City Dike. Boyd's Best Crawfest is back, and better than ever. Last year's Crawfest was so much fun, Jason Cogburn decided to make it a two-day event, March 30th and 31st in Bay Street Park on the Texas City Dike, right across the street from Boyd's One Stop. Lots of fun and food for the whole family, with a kids' zone, food trucks, vendors, and plenty of live music, including the School of Rock, Grupo Enlace, and the Drugstore Gypsies. And of course, Boyd's One Stop will be serving up the most delicious crawfish feast on the entire Gulf Coast. It's the second annual Boyd's Best Crawfest, Saturday, March 30th from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. and Sunday, March 31st from noon to 6 in Bay Street Park on the Texas City Dike, right next door to Boyd's One Stop. Tickets are only $10 for adults and $5 for kids 5 through 10 years of age. Call 409-347-3105 or visit boydsonestop.com. It's Randy Hames again. Everybody needs a video or a new website or help in managing their social media, and my company, Edgewater Digital, can help. We help small businesses navigate the intimidating world of digital marketing. You've got a business to run, and you don't have time or expertise to build and maintain your website all by yourself, and you certainly don't have time to generate content for it. And when's the last time you had an extra hour or two to manage your company's internet ads or social media accounts? Like, never, right? Well, at Edgewater Digital, that's what we do. We have a talented web design team who've built a number of incredibly successful websites for companies large and small. Need content too? No problem. Edgewater can provide copywriting, photography, and videography services to enhance the content on your website, email marketing, or even social media. We're a full-service digital marketing solution with a track record of success. Call us today at 832-500-4272 or see our website, edgewater-digital.com. Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on-site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782. Hey guys, Randy Hames here to tell you about my good friend Rick Allspa at Allspa's Ace Hardware in Kingwood. I've known Rick for years. He's one of the finest Christian men I've ever met, but he's also got a dynamite Ace Hardware store at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood. Allspa's Ace Hardware is everything you'd expect to find in a top-of-the-line hardware store, but with the personal touch that's missing from the big-box stores. Allspa's Ace Hardware has tools and automotive, lawn and garden, electrical and plumbing, paint and hardware, all under one roof. But Rick is also an avid backyard chef, so Allspa's Ace Hardware features a complete barbecue pit house to fulfill all your outdoor cooking needs. From gas to charcoal grills to fryers and steamers, they've got it all at Allspa's Ace Hardware. And they even offer grill maintenance and repair. Visit their website, allspas.com, or just drop by and see for yourself. Allspa's Ace Hardware at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood, and tell them I sent you.
Life is simple. Eat, sleep, grill. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Now, here's the grill father, Randy Hames.
First-timer alert, everybody, so be gentle with her. This is Heather McMillan. She works as a PR specialist at Boyd's One Stop at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Welcome to the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, Heather.
Hi.
One of the things we always like to do on this show is properly introduce our guests to the audience. So start out by telling us, where were you born, reared, schooled, all that kind of stuff?
I was born in Galveston and raised in Texas City, League City area. I graduated from Clearbrook High School, and I'm currently working and living in Texas City at Boyd's.
So how did you wind up at Boyd's One Stop?
Well, I started out doing real estate, and Jason came to me saying possibly wanting to do a festival last year, and got into that and fell in love with it and really just wanted to kind of pursue it full time and really enjoyed it and the whole aspect of it.
Well, you mentioned Jason. I understand he's there with you, right?
Yes, sir.
Hi, Jason. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, good morning, Randy.
It's good to talk to you again. Anybody who's ever visited Boyd's One Stop knows it was originally a bait shop, but it's a whole lot more than that now. Jason, tell us some of the impressive selections of live and dead bait for fishing enthusiasts who are headed out onto the Texas City Dyke.
Okay, well, you're right. You know, when we bought the place back in 99, we were, it was all about bait. And with some offshore regulations and some of the things that they did with the snapper laws, we lost a lot of our offshore business that we had, and we moved more into live croakers and things like that. Well, in 2008, we had a big boom because, you know, Hurricane Ike hit. When Hurricane Ike hit, the dike closed down for 2 years. So during that 2 years, we had to become pretty innovative and kind of evolve into something different that was going to kind of be a moneymaker. And we didn't know really if the dike was going to open back up or not. I mean, we'd heard different rumors. We heard the city was going to work on it. But, you know, we had to do something to keep our employees employed. So we started moving more into seafood. And we'd always sold crawfish, but that's really when the crawfish became the bread and butter for us. We just really kind of just blossomed and pushed that because we started selling a lot of shrimp that fall. And after we started selling the shrimp that fall, when it came around to crawfish season, we really promoted a lot of crawfish, and it just really blossomed out. And and that's about 50% of our business now. So, you know, live shrimp is always, we've kind of been known as the live shrimp capital of Texas. You know, but as the years have gone by, and we do still do sell a lot of offshore bait, and live croakers is a big thing for us during the months of April, May, June, and July. And I've got a guy that by the name of David Fremont. He's a guy that does many things for me, but one of the things he does is he stays in the loop of what's the best bait that's working at different times of the year, and that's the kind of stuff that he brings into the store to keep things fresh. So, we've got a large selection of different kinds of bait. And with the seafood area, it's something that we've kind of evolved into from Hurricane Ike. And it's just grown from there and become, you know, seafood altogether is probably 70% of our business.
So what's really hot in the seafood market right now, Jason?
Well, I guess probably one of our most biggest sellers is probably our 912s.
Sure.
You know, everybody in Texas loves things big. So, you know, when you first walk in and you look at our seafood display, the first thing you see is those big old Gulf shrimp. And, you know, usually they're, right now, a lot of what's coming in is called a U10, which is an under 10 count shrimp, which, you know, that's the biggest Gulf shrimp that you're going to find, you know, out of the Gulf. You don't get any. Sometimes you'll run across a 6-8, but they're very few and far between. So a U10 Gulf shrimp, you know, and a big display of it is a really eye catcher. And the crazy part is a lot of times when a customer walks in, the first thing they see is those big jumbo shrimp, but then they turn around and they'll order 5 pounds of the medium ones. But, you know, it's the eye catcher of the jumbo shrimp that really get people fascinated. And that's really what sticks in their head and they remember.
And if you don't want to take it home and cook it yourself, they've got the Cajun Seafood Grill right next door. And you're building a new building, Jason. How's that coming along?
Oh, my goodness. Well, it's already finished. We're already working out of it. We started it about 2 years ago, and we moved into it about a month and a half ago.
Ah.
Actually, if you look at the building, it's big, but it's only half of the building. We started off with just the processing area because we've become so big in the crawfish industry that we needed a place indoors to really do what needed to be done in a closed atmosphere. So we've got a huge cooler, a huge freezer, a huge work area. It's about 30,000 square foot of area. And, you know, we just basically right now it's just used as a processing area for crawfish. We take care of a lot of grocery chains. We take care of a lot of big restaurant chains, and it got us out of the elements and really got us indoors into more of a climate controlled atmosphere. But the overall, you know, the overall picture is to have the processing area in the back. And if you look at it, it's 32 foot tall and it comes down to 16 foot tall. But when we finish, it'll come down on the other side from 32 and it'll go down to 24 foot, and that'll be the retail part of it. So we'll end up with about a 60,000 square foot building.
Wow.
Half of it'll be like where the restaurant, where the retail, where the seafood market will be. And then the back part will be the processing area that's already finished and complete and we're working out of.
Well, today's edition of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show is focused on Boyd's Best Crawfest that starts up later this morning right across the street from Boyd's in Bay Street Park. So, Heather, give us a rundown of what to expect.
All right, awesome. Well, the biggest part, this festival, our platform is going to be, you know, it's family-oriented and community-driven, and that's what we're here to do, is really provide a fun atmosphere, a lot of crawfish, a lot of music, and just a good opportunity for families to get together, be outside in the beautiful weather that we've been having, and just enjoy some time together.
Well, the Crawfest must have been a big success last year because you've gone to 2 days this year. Will all the attractions be available both days?
Yes, sir, they will be. So we figured, why not? You know, one day was fun, 2 days is better.
But you will have a bunch of different music artists. So tell us who they are and what times they'll appear.
Great, awesome. Well, one of our biggest headliners that we're most excited about will be on at 8 p.m. It's the Drugstore Gypsies.
Oh, you're talking about Edgewater Studios artists. That's our guys.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. The Rolling Stones just did a piece on them, and they made them one of the top 10 bands to look out for. So we're really excited about them. We've got Jesse Rowe, another major local artist. We will be having School of Rock on Sunday. Very excited about that. It's a kid organization that teaches children how to play the rock and roll and really get to show their talents.
But food is the focus of Boyd's Best Crawfest, and mud bugs in particular. So boiled crawfish will obviously be available. Will there be other dishes with crawfish, like etouffee, gumbo, jambalaya, anything like that?
Absolutely. I mean, there will be with our food vendors. As far as Boyd's Grill, we will be doing only the crawfish and potatoes, corn, and sausage. Mm-hmm. But we've got some other great vendors out.
Yeah, I remember some of those food trucks from last year. As a matter of fact, I had one of my favorites, sausage on a stick with lots of mustard. But there'll be lots of food. And if that's not enough variety, you can always walk right across the street to Boyd's Cajun Seafood Grill and get just about anything imaginable, right?
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
And Heather, we should also emphasize there's going to be lots of fun activities to keep the kids happy, too. So tell us about that briefly.
Yes, we've got an outdoor carnival. Well, they're going to be doing small games such as little races and different things, and offering the toys for prizes. We've got a couple of bounce houses coming out. The Texas City Park itself has some really great attractions. The splash pad will be open. There's horseshoes out there. All three parks will be open and ready to go. We'll have face painting in addition to that. So the kids will enjoy it for sure.
Heather, lots of our listeners are going to want to know more about Boyd's Best Crawfest. So what's your website?
Well, you're just going to want to go to boydsonestop.com, and we're definitely very present on social media as well. Boyd's One Stop got a couple of links that will take you over to the festival. And if you have any more information, for sure, give us a call.
And tickets can be bought in advance?
Yes, Randy. You can buy them for $10 online, or you can buy them for $10 at the gate.
This has been Heather McMillan of Boyd's One Stop at the base of the Texas City Dyke, and Jason Cogburn. Thanks to both of you for giving us all the fun details about Boyd's Best Crawfest. Get started later this morning at Bay Street Park. We appreciate your time because we know you're busy on all the last-minute details. Thanks, guys.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Randy.
Stay patient. Dinner will be ready right after the smoke alarm goes off. Randy will be right back with more smoke and hot tips for you and your old flame right after this short break.
Hey guys, Randy Hames here to tell you about my good friend Rick Allspa at Allspa's Ace Hardware in Kingwood. I've known Rick for years. He's one of the finest Christian men I've ever met, but he's also got a dynamite Ace Hardware store at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood. Allspa's Ace Hardware is everything you'd expect to find in a top-of-the-line hardware store, but with the personal touch that's missing from the big-box stores. Allspa's Ace Hardware has tools and automotive, lawn and garden, electrical and plumbing, paint and hardware, all under one roof. But Rick is also an avid backyard chef, so Allspa's Ace Hardware features a complete barbecue pit house to fulfill all your outdoor cooking needs. From gas to charcoal grills to fryers and steamers, they've got it all at Allspa's Ace Hardware. And they even offer grill maintenance and repair. Visit their website, allspas.com, or just drop by and see for yourself. Allspa's Ace Hardware at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood, and tell them I sent you. Randy Hames here with hot news from Boyd's One Stop at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Boyd's Best Crawfest is back, and better than ever. Last year's Crawfest was so much fun, Jason Cogburn decided to make it a two-day event, March 30th and 31st in Bay Street Park on the Texas City Dyke, right across the street from Boyd's One Stop. Lots of fun and food for the whole family, with a kids zone, food trucks, vendors, and plenty of live music, including the School of Rock, Grupo Enlace, and the Drugstore Gypsies. And of course, Boyd's One Stop will be serving up the most delicious crawfish feast on the entire Gulf Coast. It's the second annual Boyd's Best Crawfest, Saturday, March 30th from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. and Sunday, March 31st from noon to 6 in Bay Street Park on the Texas City Dyke, right next door to Boyd's One Stop. Tickets are only $10 for adults and $5 for kids 5 through 10 years of age. Call 409-347-3105 or visit boydsonestop.com. Hi, friends. Randy Hames to tell you about Cellular and Satellite. Cellular and Satellite are specialists in wireless data plans for businesses. Because they buy in large quantities, Cellular and Satellite can give you a data plan on the same provider you're using today, but at a lower cost. Cellular and Satellite can also combine the two largest wireless providers into a single data plan. Two carriers with better coverage, but only one invoice to pay. If your workforce is international, Cellular and Satellite offers a global data SIM with fixed pricing in over 200 countries. You'll never have to pay international roaming charges again with Cellular and Satellite. And they can handle all your wireless data needs, whether you need 10 or 10,000 data SIMs. So if you're an IT professional, mobility manager, or business owner, save money and increase your network availability by letting Cellular and Satellite simplify your wireless life. Call Cellular and Satellite today, 832-551-1000, or go to cellularandsatellite.com. Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782.
Stand back. We've got our grill on. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's the grill father, Randy Hames.
As we continue to highlight Boyd's Best Crawfest, which is happening this weekend, we're happy to welcome back Duke Ryan of the Drugstore Gypsies, a band that's going to be on stage tonight at 8 o'clock at Crawfest. Welcome back to the show, Duke.
What is going on, Randy? How you doing, pal?
Doing well. Start off by telling us, how did the Drugstore Gypsies even come about in the first place?
Okay. Just a bunch of buddies from high school, to be completely honest. I kind of got in touch with Dylan Dostal and John Wilson, lead guitar player, and Hammond organ player / rhythm guitar player, and they've been playing in bands together for, years and years and years, since they were probably 9 or 10 years old. And, kind of got linked up with those guys whenever I was in high school. They went to a different high school, but within the same district, and I always kind of admired their playing. And, when you set your mind to something, and you really kind of try to, schmooze your way into things, and really you just kind of make things happen. So I convinced the guys to do a little bit of jamming, a little bit of picking, and they were going through some problems in their previous band, I suppose, and then they split, and we got together, and it's been uncontrolled chaos ever since.
A lot of music critics have described the Drugstore Gypsies, and I quote here, an irresistible blend of young energy and rootsy down-home rock and roll. Is that the way you'd describe the Drugstore Gypsies, Duke?
Yeah, amongst a lot of other things, but I mean, I think that hit the nail on the head pretty well.
Well, I heard another guy say it's a cross between Lynyrd Skynyrd and Led Zeppelin. Do you agree with that or not?
I can definitely see that, it's especially kind of some of our older work, some of the newer work kind of incorporates a little bit more of your Aerosmith / kind of Guns N' Roses, maybe a little bit of Rolling Stones, and just a throwback to, whenever music was music, I guess.
But some people think of you as a Texas country band. I think that label is a bit too narrow. How about you?
Very, very common misconception. And the reason being is that, with the scene and the demographic and the region that we are, located in, it that kind of allows country music to propagate, and it allows people to really associate all kinds of music being from that area as being country music. And we've had problems for years, with venues or with, radio promoters and everything else like that. It's like, well, this is not what I was expecting, just kind of do your reading. And my answer to that is for a lot of people just to do their research on a band before you go and book or before you decide to commit to anything with a particular group, just kind of don't assume.
Obviously, there's a lot of rock and roll in the Drugstore Gypsies, and you've even been quoted as saying, there are no sundresses or tailgates or cornfields here. What did you mean by that?
No, absolutely not. It's just, perfect example, being in Nashville, we've spent the past couple of days out on Broadway and listening to a lot of the local acts and stuff, these people that play 2 5-hour sets in a day and they play 6 days a week. And that's really, there's no substance about it. There's no substance to the music. You're these kind of people pander to a particular crowd and using these trigger words or these common familiarities, it's like, oh, sundresses and tailgates and yada, 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 that anybody can easily associate with, oh, well, that's country, that's southern, that's, it's a cop-out, it's a cheat, there's none of that here. There's substance to the music of the Drugstore Gypsies. It's not just pandering to an audience that can't really think for themselves.
You guys have been knocking around the Texas music scene for years now, so what are some of the top venues that the Drugstore Gypsies have played in recently?
Brewster Street Ice House has always been really good to us. Redneck Country Club's another really good one in Houston. There's really a bunch. Usually every major city that you go to has got one or two of their very, very eclectic, very cool music venues. That's a really, really cool place to be a part of. And, there's really a bunch of them.
Before we go any further, we should probably make sure that everybody knows the Drugstore Gypsies have recorded not one, but two albums with Edgewater Studios, where we produce the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, by the way. So explain why you chose my son, Derek Hames, to produce your first album here at Edgewater Studios.
Well, I mean, he's bald, he's bearded, he's beautiful, first and foremost. but in all seriousness, Derek is a wonderful producer, absolutely incredible guy to work with in the studio, very easy to work with, very patient, to get five guys such as ourselves in an environment like that in such a small confined space like that, and not to lose your mind or go crazy or freak out or just lose absolutely every single ounce of patience that you have is incredible, and Derek was able to do that. Derek was able to provide a lot of guidance for us in you know, working with us in the studio and in you know, allowing us to become better musicians because of it. So, and him and John Shelton as well, you know, amazing producer, amazing mixing engineer. Love working with those guys. And if it's up to me, I, you know, whatever kind of stuff that we decide to cut from here on out, you know, Edgewater Studio is definitely, you know, going to be, you know, a part of the Drugstore Gypsies or myself if I decide to cut some solo stuff. I mean, those guys are the ticket. So.
So what's the title of that first album?
It's a self-titled album. The first one is just the Drugstore Gypsies. It's figured we'd make it plain and simple, you know, for our first one, bam, you know, this is who we are. This is what we do. This is what we come from. This is what we're about. This is what we got. So the first one's self-titled, and then we just released our second album. I believe February 15th was the release date. So it's been out for a little over a month, and this one is titled Easy Access, and that was a name for a record that John Wilson was actually wanting. He was like, man, I think Easy Access would be a very good name for a record. It's just kind of got that, it's kind of got that hit, that spark about it. And it kind of ties in with the first line of the first track on the second record of access is easy when the getting's good, so throw your caution on up with the breeze. Yeah. And I just always thought that'd be a really cool, really cool play on it. You know, it's like, man, just throw away all your predispositions and all of your, you know, things that are holding you back. And it's just, you know, take it while you got it, take it while it's there.
And we hear that you've made such an impression in the music industry that the Drugstore Gypsies were cited in Rolling Stone magazine as one of the 10 new country artists you need to know.
Yep.
Talk about how it felt to be noticed by a magazine like Rolling Stone.
It was incredible. It was amazing. You know, every dollar that we spent on our publicist, I guess, paid off. You know, because a lot of people have the idea of like, oh, you know, if your music's great, you know, you get all these write ups, you get all this attention. Well, I mean, there's dollar bills behind that attention. Unfortunately, that's just how the business works. But you know, that's still, you know, is to say that, you know, a lot of people do spend the money and their product's not good. So, you know, I mean, luckily all the great folks at Rolling Stone were able to hear out the Drugstore Gypsies. He's listening to music, really like it, and then give us a phenomenal write-up. And again, I mean, that's a very incredible accomplishment for any band or any musician or any group. So once we got the news, I was ecstatic, and I called all the guys. I think I was the first one to find out about whenever the news broke of us getting wrote up in Rolling Stone. And I called all the guys, and obviously everybody was ecstatic, and we, you know, found an excuse to go out and drink a couple beers and party, celebrate. So as we all do in DSG fashion.
I didn't know that you guys had to have an excuse to do that.
Well, you know, we don't, but it's a little more justifiable. It's like, well, you know, I mean, I can wreck my insides and my liver and my sobriety, and at least I've got a reason to. So.
Of course, one of the main reasons why we're talking to you today is that you and the band are appearing tonight at Boyd's Best Crawfest in Texas City at 8:00. So what can people expect to hear when you guys literally jump up on stage?
That's it. And you hit the nail on the head right there. The people are going to hear all of the new record, you know, everything on Easy Access, which is 10 of the most amazing rock and roll tracks that I've ever written, I've ever recorded, and, you know, that I've ever had the pleasure of playing on stage. It's brand new, it's fresh, you know, we haven't been doing it for very long, but in preparation for our release date, we were rehearsing, so everything is tight, everything's fluid, everything is solid, so you'll be able to hear all of the new record tonight at 8:00. And you will also get to hear some of our focal tracks on the first record, such as Breaking the Law, which is the one that got us the write-up in Rolling Stone. You'll be able to hear Running 2. You'll be able to hear Kitty Strut Blues, Why You Got the Best of Me, you know, and just some of our other really, really fun, funky, groovy rocking tracks off the first record. So, again, in other words, it's going to be a rock and roll set.
And let me tell you, Duke, my 7-year-old grandson thinks you guys are the best thing since sliced peanut butter. I mean bread.
Oh, Liam, man, he's my buddy right there, man. He's been jamming the Drugstore Gypsies from day one.
Yeah, he loves you guys, and we do too. Wild man and front man for Edgewater Music Group's own The Drugstore Gypsies, appearing tonight at Boyd's Best Crawfest at Bay Street Park in Texas City. Check them out. Duke, thanks for your time and all the best, buddy.
Absolutely, Randy. Always good talking to you, pal. We'll see y'all guys tonight, ladies and gentlemen.
Life is short. Grill while you can. Randy will be right back with more food and fun after this break.
Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market. Just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782. It's Randy Hames again. Everybody needs a video or a new website or help in managing their social media, and my company, Edgewater Digital, can help. We help small businesses navigate the intimidating world of digital marketing. You've got a business to run, and you don't have time or expertise to build and maintain your website all by yourself, and you certainly don't have time to generate content for it. And when's the last time you had an extra hour or two to manage your company's internet ads or social media accounts? Like, never, right? Well, at Edgewater Digital, that's what we do. We have a talented web design team who've built a number of incredibly successful websites for companies large and small. Need content too? No problem. Edgewater can provide copywriting, photography, and videography services to enhance the content on your website, email marketing, or even social media. We're a full-service digital marketing solution with a track record of success. Call us today at 832-500-4272 or see our website, edgewater-digital.com. Hey guys, Randy Hames here to tell you about my good friend Rick Allspaw at Allspaw's Ace Hardware in Kingwood. I've known Rick for years. He's one of the finest Christian men I've ever met, but he's also got a dynamite Ace Hardware store at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood. Allspaw's Ace Hardware is everything you'd expect to find in a top-of-the-line hardware store, but with the personal touch that's missing from the big-box stores. Allspaw's Ace Hardware has tools and automotive, lawn and garden, electrical and plumbing, paint and hardware, all under one roof. But Rick is also an avid backyard chef, so Allspaw's Ace Hardware features a complete barbecue pit house to fulfill all your outdoor cooking needs. From gas to charcoal grills to fryers and steamers, they've got it all at Allspaw's Ace Hardware. And they even offer grill maintenance and repair. Visit their website, allspaw's.com, or just drop by and see for yourself. Allspaw's Ace Hardware at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood, and tell them I sent you. Randy Hames here with hot news from Boyd's One Stop at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Boyd's Best Crawfest is back, and better than ever. Last year's Crawfest was so much fun, Jason Cogburn decided to make it a two-day event, March 30th and 31st in Bay Street Park on the Texas City Dyke, right across the street from Boyd's One Stop. Lots of fun and food for the whole family, with a kids' zone, food trucks, vendors, and plenty of live music, including the School of Rock, Grupo Enlace, and the Drugstore Gypsies. And of course, Boyd's One Stop will be serving up the most delicious crawfish feast on the entire Gulf Coast. It's the second annual Boyd's Best Crawfest, Saturday, March 30th from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. and Sunday, March 31st from noon to 6 in Bay Street Park on the Texas City Dyke, right next door to Boyd's One Stop. Tickets are only $10 for adults and $5 for kids 5 through 10 years of age. Call 409-347-3105 or visit boydsonestop.com.
May the forks be with you. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's the guy who turns all the grills on, Randy Hames.
When I was a kid, my mother used to tell me I laugh too much and too loud. And when I teamed up with this guy on the Hudson and Harrigan show, all hope was lost because I couldn't stop laughing. It's Fred Olson, one of the funniest people I've ever known. How you doing, buddy?
Yeah, well, thank you for that great introduction. I Doing really good. The sun is up here at the ranch this morning. It's gorgeous. I got my second cup of coffee in hand, and I'm talking to one of my favorite people in the world. What could get better than that?
Well, thank you, buddy. I'm sure you remember one of our coworkers once made a snide remark to me. Must be easy just to sit there and laugh at Fred for a living.
Well, they don't realize that without a straight man, you ain't got much.
And we wrote the bits together. It's not like you know.
Sure.
But anyway, we laugh for a living. I've often told people that, and at each other, and at the rest of the world, but there's a lot to laugh at these days.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, when we were doing the H&H show, you'd launch off into Bill Clinton or Ronald Reagan, but you haven't done that in quite a while, and I've always wondered, have you ever developed an impersonation of Donald Trump?
No, but we know a guy, Fred Bug.
Oh, yeah.
Who did that voice for us.
Oh, yeah.
You know, at times. Back when Donald was just Donald, he was just doing, you know, the TV show.
And the Apprentice.
Fred is one of the, he's brilliant at it.
You know, sometimes I think he's the apprentice in the White House.
Yeah, really. And but Fred was brilliant at it, you know. And you know, when there are people who can do something better than you, you get out of the way and let them do it.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's how you get it done. And but yeah, Fred is, I wonder if he's still doing that for anybody. But yeah, he was really, really good at it.
Well, what do you think of the Mueller report?
I saw a meme that said Trump was holding up a beer and said it's Mueller time.
Yeah.
And they've broken it down to brackets for it's Mueller Madness, you know, like March Madness. So what do I think? I think that it's such a huge waste of time and humanity, and it really crushed some lives that didn't need to be crushed, but they had to find somebody or something to blame it on. But the contentious stuff is just going to keep continuing. But I really think Donald's going to win again, simply because he seems blessed with this Teflon and this New York edge to him that he just goes, fine, bring it on.
Yeah. Well, if the Democrats keep moving to the left, a lot of moderates like me in the middle are not going to be able to vote for a socialist.
Oh, my goodness, no.
But the other thing that I've thought about, Fred, is if the Mueller investigation couldn't find collusion, and it didn't, then the Democrats need to be real careful here, because if they continue to harp on collusion that Mueller couldn't uncover over, what, 2 years and 500 witnesses, then a lot of people like me in the middle are going to say, well, I'm not particularly in love with Donald Trump, but he's got a point. This has become a witch hunt.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's just, it's crazy time, because they have to find, they don't have anything else, Randy.
Yeah.
They don't have a plan except this new Green Deal, and as Kermit the Frog said, it ain't easy being green. But there really isn't, and I'm not trying to denigrate the Democrats. There are some good Democrats out there. I just don't hear anything coming from them. What are they going to say? Oh, we're going to create more jobs? Wait a minute, he did that.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do economic prosperity. Oh, no, he got economic prosperity. The oil industry is just booming. We're now the number one exporter of oil in the world.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much good going on, but you don't hear about it on the news. But I will tell you this, if someone else should win, if a Democrat does win in 2020, they, regardless who they are, Beto, who's lighter than a helium balloon, in my mind. He's probably a nice guy, but he's a dentist. Come on.
Yeah.
Okay, so whoever is elevated to that position will be made, and I don't use this term lightly, but a messiah. Because now everything can be good and sweet, and the media can go back to being nice. You know, and that's kind of what it is. But you know what? Rachel Maddow, those people, they're loving this because they're making a living. And I think as ideological as they can be, they're more concerned about their own bank account.
Yeah.
It's about making money. And I tell people this. They don't seem to understand. I said, you may not like NBC News or CBS or ABC, but you love their other programming.
Yeah.
You love to watch NCIS, and you can't live without those TV shows, and yet you rail about how horrible the news department is there, but it's all the same.
Well, let me ask you this. We used to fall back on Bill Clinton because you couldn't really do Barack Obama that well. That was a hard voice to do.
That is, you know, people, come on, flippers.
Right. But so we'd have Bill Clinton do political analysis for us. I wonder what Slick Willie would say about Stormy Daniels.
Oh, my goodness. The picture, I hope they erased all those. I do have here's a Bernie Sanders campaign quote. Ready?
Ready.
You kids, get off of my yard! He's so angry.
But it wasn't just politicians that we made fun of. We also made fun of entertainers. Though Stormy Daniels was not a film star I'd ever heard of before, she wasn't in Home Alone 2, was she?
I don't know, but I'm going to go look at that movie again. I know that kid with the weird facial expressions in there is having some struggles with his gender identity, but I'm not sure about her.
But Jack Nicholson and Arnold Schwarzenegger, you did all those voices so well. But the movies today, is it just me, or is it all about being a superhero?
It is. Well, they've run out of ideas, and they're going back to our childhood.
Well, but The Avengers, to me, was a British spy TV show. Now it's Iron Man and Captain America and a bunch of other people I've never heard of before.
All the stuff I loved when I was a kid. I mean, they're talking our generation, and of course, they're kind of running out of a little bit of steam, I think, with some of it. What was the latest one? Not Age of Ultron. What was the other one that we were watching? And we went, well, that's pretty good first 20 minutes, and then it becomes one long explosion. I don't mind. I mean, I'm not a prude, or I certainly don't mind a good car crash or monsters tearing each other up. But after a while, it's like 1 hour of solid destruction and lasers. And it's like, wow. I mean, where's the plot?
But, Fred, I haven't looked at a comic book since I was 13.
I'm just telling you that they had to go back that far. Now Stan Lee is gone. What are they going to do?
The show I'm looking forward to, though, is Game of Thrones. It's coming up in a couple of weeks. I'm telling you, Fred, Arya is going to kill Cersei. Then Jaime is going to kill Arya. You watch.
Winter is here.
Yeah. Well, let's not allow the time to slip away before we talk about the topic today on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show.
Maxine Messenger at the Crawfish Boil?
Yeah, wouldn't that be interesting? Because our brand sponsor, Boyd's One Stop at the base of the Texas City Dyke, is sponsoring Boyd's Best Crawfest this weekend at Bay Street Park, right across from Boyd's One Stop. And I seem to recall that you and your lovely wife, Bev, actually bonded over crawfish. Tell us how that happened.
Oh, we did years ago, and I don't know if that restaurant is still there. We went into this restaurant, and it was early evening, and they served crawfish, and we sat at one of those four tops, you know, sat up high, and and we started ordering, you know, a few pounds of crawfish, then a few more, and a few more, and we went, like, I think, between the two of us, 18 or so pounds. And I looked at her, because, you know, she's going, you can't have mine. And I said, I won't. I'll just get all mine. I'll get my own tray then. And we were playing with it. And the owner came out after a while and said, I'm going to buy you guys a shot of tequila, because I've never seen anybody come in and do that. It's, you know, because we didn't, you know, we didn't look like we were from deep South Louisiana. We were probably dressed up a little bit. And we went in. But I learned that she loved those crawfish and still does. We went to a crawfish boil on Saturday, a pre-wedding party, and we woke up in the morning. The first thing she said at sunrise was, we're having crawfish tonight. I said, that's my girl, man.
Well, you told us last week you'd have a story for us about crawfish, so what is it?
It reminded me of me. We were some friends of ours who, she was from Michigan, and he's from Texas. They got married, of course, here in Texas. Out near Hallettsville, and they had a lot of their friends come in from Michigan, and I'm talking to them. They're sitting around the beer keg, because that's what you do in Michigan and Minnesota, kind of the area where I'm from. And I said, you guys ever had crawfish? And they went, nope. I said, well, I'm going to show you how to eat them.
Yep.
Because if I don't, you're just going to stare at those things. And I get it, because that's what I did. I had crawfish phobia. I didn't know what to do with one.
Right.
So I had a little class for a couple of guys. I said, Zach, here, you take the head off. See that? Uh-huh. Then you take off the first two, three rings. See that? Now you pinch the tail. See that exposed meat? Put that between your teeth. Pinch tail and pull. He goes, I said, let's do that again.
Yeah.
And I went to
rinse and repeat.
And I think after a while, he just looked at me and went, you just tear the head off? Yep, that's what you do. Now, if you're from Louisiana, you would, or my wife, you would suck that head. And he goes, oh, no. So that was when I said, I get it. I understand. Don't be intimidated by him.
Well, my old friend, we are now officially 10 minutes closer to the return of Boyd's Best Crawfest and the Game of Thrones. And I think I can confidently predict that Daenerys Targaryen would suck the heads. She is the mother of dragons, after all.
You know, I've never been to a crawfish bowl, but I think I'm going to do it.
All the best to you and your mudbug maven. We'll talk again soon, okay?
We shall, brother.
We hope you've enjoyed this edition of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Send us your burning questions and favorite recipes in a private message on our Facebook page, The Outdoor Cooking Show, or visit our website, theoutdoorcookingshow.com. Join us next week for more tasty food and fun over a red-hot grill on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show.
I was about cooking something up.